KW1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Alex Stone. Protesters march out of the Tennessee House Chamber. After Republicans vote to expel two black Democrats for allegedly violating decorum by taking part in a gun control demonstration at the chamber last week.
What the nation is seeing is that we don't have democracy in Tennessee, and that if we don't act, we have some very dark days ahead.
Today, state representatives Justin Jones and Justin Pearson were expelled, while a third Democrat, Gloria Johnson, a white woman, was spared. A new rule proposed by the Biden administration would prevent schools and colleges from enacting outright bans on transgender athletes, but it would allow certain exceptions. A hostage situation in Northern California turned deadly today. The California Highway Patrol saying a man fleeing a warrant arrest in Roseville took two hostages in a public park, killing one and wounding a patrol officer before surrendering. That officer said to be in stable condition. This is ABC News. Tonight, Honda is recalling over 500,000 vehicles.
The winter is over, but years of road salt accumulation may have caused long-lasting damage to one kind of Honda SUV. Honda's recalling more than 560,000 CRVs from the 2007 through 2011 model years in the Salt Belt region. That covers 22 states and Washington, D.C. Salt and other de-icing agents could corrode the rear frame and cause the rear trailing arm, which connects the rear axle to the car, to fall off. Honda will install a support brace or repair the frame. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Archaeologists have linked the graves of three men to one of the nation's oldest black churches. The First Baptist Church was formed in 1776 by free and enslaved residents of Williamsburg, Virginia. The original brick foundation was uncovered in 2021. Over 60 burial plots have been identified, and excavations began last year. I'm Alex Stone, ABC News.
Bold Falls Radio, What's the Buzz Community Calendar, where we talk about what's got the community buzzing. Sponsored by Current Technologies. Between powerful thunderstorms, ice storms, windstorms, and blizzards, Mother Nature can be unpredictable. But don't worry, when the power goes out, a cooler generator comes on. Covenant Community Presbyterian Church Extravaganza, Saturday, April 1st, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Come for breakfast, the kids' petting zoo, crafts, and Easter activities at the Covenant Community Presbyterian Church, 1806 Weston Avenue, Schofield. April 6th through the 8th, come for ABC Kids Wausau Children's Consignment Sale. Massive sale on kids' clothes, shoes, toys, furniture, and more. ABC Kids will be held at Central Wisconsin's Convention and Expo Center. And that's the buzz on Bull Falls Radio.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground, Civic Media.
ABC News of Alex Stone. Protesters march out of the Tennessee House chamber. After Republicans vote to expel two black Democrats for allegedly violating decorum by taking part in a gun control demonstration at the chamber last week.
What the nation is seeing is that we don't have democracy in Tennessee, and that if we don't act, we have some very dark days ahead.
Today, state representatives Justin Jones and Justin Pearson were expelled, while a third Democrat, Gloria Johnson, a white woman, was spared. A new rule proposed by the Biden administration would prevent schools and colleges from enacting outright bans on transgender athletes, but it would allow certain exceptions. A hostage situation in Northern California turned deadly today. The California Highway Patrol saying a man fleeing a warrant arrest in Roseville took two hostages in a public park, killing one and wounding a patrol officer before surrendering. That officer said to be in stable condition. This is ABC News.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
AdoptUSKids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Life's a bit slower in the country, but your internet shouldn't be. Bugtussle is building out the best fiber network in rural Wisconsin to deliver ultra-fast fiber internet where others can't or won't. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Bugtussle is bringing fiber internet services to your area at an honest price without any contracts or data caps. Get connected with Bugtussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment. Call 877-227-0924.
Bugtussle Wireless. Bugtussle. We're out there.
Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Home of buttery popcorn treats and make your mouth water.
Tangy cheddar and jalapeno, dill pickle and Texas cheddar, and more. civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Alex Stone. Protesters march out of the Tennessee House Chamber. After Republicans vote to expel two black Democrats for allegedly violating decorum by taking part in a gun control demonstration at the chamber last week.
What the nation is seeing is that we don't have democracy in Tennessee, and that if we don't act, we have some very dark days ahead.
Today, state representatives Justin Jones and Justin Pearson were expelled, while a third Democrat, Gloria Johnson, a white woman, was spared. A new rule proposed by the Biden administration would prevent schools and colleges from enacting outright bans on transgender athletes, but it would allow certain exceptions. A hostage situation in Northern California turned deadly today. The California Highway Patrol saying a man fleeing a warrant arrest in Roseville took two hostages at a public park, killing one and wounding a patrol officer before surrendering. That officer said to be in stable condition. This is ABC News. Tonight, Honda is recalling over 500,000 vehicles.
The winter is over, but years of road salt accumulation may have caused long-lasting damage to one kind of Honda SUV. Honda's recalling more than 560,000 CRVs from the 2007 through 2011 model years in the Salt Belt region. That covers 22 states and Washington, D.C. Salt and other de-icing agents could corrode the rear frame and cause the rear trailing arm, which connects the rear axle to the car, to fall off. Honda will install a support brace or repair the frame. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Archaeologists have linked the graves of three men to one of the nation's oldest black churches. The First Baptist Church was formed in 1776 by free and enslaved residents of Williamsburg, Virginia. The original brick foundation was uncovered in 2021. Over 60 burial plots have been identified, and excavations began last year. I'm Alex Stone, ABC News.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make...
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude. Did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games.
You don't wanna hurt me, so you lie.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Mattner. What song was that?
That is You Lie by Reba McEntire.
Of course, we're still talking about the lying employers who keep posting fake job postings, getting people excited to apply for a job they think they might be perfect for, only to find that they never hear from the company ever again, and that job posting just sits there because it's not real.
No.
Because there's not actually an opening.
Yeah, that is snaky. That just feels snaky.
It is snaky. And so we were asking if anyone had personal experience to that. I've applied to things and never heard back, but I never had the wherewithal to go back and be like, well, did that role ever get filled?
Filled. Yep.
Get filled, or was it ever a thing? I usually just move on.
But you know,
as we've established, I don't have a very long attention span.
But it's even happened because my husband has applied for various municipalities too. And a year later, he'll go back and that same job is still up. And again, I don't know.
And I kind of call.
Maybe that is more along the lines of having someone in the pipeline potentially. But again, it feels dishonest.
And I don't know how you would legislate against this. Because what are you going to do? I mean, the ability to check on companies to go see if all their job postings are real. And how would you even monitor that except potential employees who are applying, filing a complaint that, you know, I don't know how we fix this
right. Beyond
just bringing attention to it, but certainly it feels like something that should be brought attention as we continue to not blame workers for being lazy instead of employers inflating their numbers of how many job openings they have.
Right.
But before our guest in the next segment is Matt Moreno, who is the chair of the Waukesha County Democrats. And so very much looking forward to talking to him. But before we go to that interview, thought we'd play a quick game of three headlines and a lie. This is where we have four different headlines. Three are real, one is fake, and Jane gets to pick. And you can play along at home, see if you can figure out which one is real and which one is fake. But Jane, are you ready to play?
I am always ready.
All right. Headline number one. Hawaiian Airlines offers to fund, quote, any hobby imaginable, end quote, for pilots who join its team.
Say that
again.
Yeah.
Hawaiian Airlines offers to fund any hobby imaginable for pilots who join its team.
So I want to start competitive motorcycle jumping, and they're going to...
You want to start taxidermy.
Okay.
They'll fund
it for
you.
They're going to fund me. Okay. All right.
So that's number one.
Okay.
Number two, North Carolina seeks to ban participation trophies for children.
Oh, that must absolutely be real.
I actually don't disagree. Number three, giant stolen Dairy Queen spoon found in Phoenix Middle School yard. I'll read it again. Giant stolen Dairy Queen spoon found in Phoenix Middle School yard.
It's my favorite so far. I so badly want that to be true.
And number four, how to find Steve, the elusive cousin of the Northern Lights Aurora.
Steve is the cousin of a what?
I guess. How to find Steve, all caps, STEVE, the elusive cousin of the Northern Lights Aurora.
Three of those are true. One is a lie.
One is a lie.
Is
I will
lie.
Read them again. Hawaiian Airlines offers to fund any hobby imaginable for pilots who join its team.
Okay.
Number two, North Carolina seeks to ban participation trophies for children. I love that one. Number three, giant stolen Dairy Queen spoon found in Phoenix Middle School yard. And number four, how to find Steve, the elusive cousin of the Northern Lights Aurora.
While I also love Steve, the cousin of the Northern Lights, I think that's a lie.
That is real.
It's real.
That is real. And so, Steve, it's the elusive cousin of Northern Lights Aurora. So this is on headtopics.com. Stargazers and space fans, take note. More chances to spot the rare cosmic phenomenon known as Steve are expected in the next few years. So there you go. That one's real. What's your second guess?
The spoon.
Also real.
Also true.
Giant stolen dairy queen spoon found in Phoenix schoolyard. I don't know. We don't have time to read the whole article, but yes, it's a giant plastic spoon that would probably go in the big blizzard.
Right.
And it was found in the schoolyard. All right. You got a 50-50 chance.
I'm not doing so well.
So you're between banning participation trophies or funding pilots' hobbies.
I'm going to go with pilots' hobbies because I absolutely think they will. Is that it?
That's the fake one.
It's fake. So I struck out that on is all fake. Of them.
So the real one, North Carolina, is going to ban participation trophies for children. Republican senators are standing up to the major threat the nation is facing. But yes, so unfortunately you flunked today, Jane.
That's
but that's
right.
Okay, because they
that's
were all pretty ridiculous.
Jeez.
All right. When we come back, Waukesha County Democrats Chair Matt Moreno is here to talk about what they did to make the city of Waukesha 50.1% win for Janet Protasiewicz. So we will talk to him when we return. This is As Goes Wisconsin. What else can
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
ABC News of Alex Stone. Protesters march out of the Tennessee House chamber. After Republicans vote to expel two black Democrats for allegedly violating decorum by taking part in a gun control demonstration at the chamber last week.
What the nation is seeing is that we don't have democracy in Tennessee, and that if we don't act, we have some very dark days ahead.
Today, state representatives Justin Jones and Justin Pearson were expelled, while a third Democrat, Gloria Johnson, a white woman, was spared. A new rule proposed by the Biden administration would prevent schools and colleges from enacting outright bans on transgender athletes, but it would allow certain exceptions. A hostage situation in Northern California turned deadly today. The California Highway Patrol saying a man fleeing a warrant arrest in Roseville took two hostages in a public park, killing one and wounding a patrol officer before surrendering. That officer said to be in stable condition. This is ABC News.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org.
Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. How we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And our guest for this half hour is Matt Moreno, who is the chair of the Waukesha, the crucial Waukesha County Democrats. And so I know you've been on the show before with Dan Schaefer back in November after our last election, but this is my first time getting to interview you. So how are you doing?
I'm great. It's lovely to be here. It's lovely to meet you virtually. Oh.
Yeah, exactly. And so I guess, how do you, my first question, how do you measure crucialness?
I would always look at what's our impact on statewide elections. I remember getting involved as a college Democrat in the 2010. And I was always like, if the Democrats in Waukesha could somehow scrape together like 27% of the vote, maybe we could do pretty well. And so that became like the benchmark that I, as a young actor, was like, cool, let's hit 30. Let's figure that out. And then you hit 30 and you're like, well, what's next? And you start looking at the role we played statewide elections. And historically, going back to Scott Walker, Waukesha County was the largest, most Republican county in the country. Like, obviously there are more, Republican counties throughout, but the population we carry was the base of the Republican Party in Wisconsin. And then going to this election we just had, they only netted 26,000 votes out of Waukesha County. And when you take your biggest, most populous red county in the state and you handicap it down to just 26,000 net votes, it's hard to win statewide. And that's what we've been seeing since, you know, 2016, 2017, where Waukesha stopped being their like base, their heart, and we started cutting into their margins significantly. It's really hard for them to win statewide. And we've seen that with them losing statewide over and over and over again as their margins shrank here in Waukesha and the rest of the Wild Counties. So that's how I measure crucialness. It's how much of a headache am I giving the Republican Party of Wisconsin?
There you go. That's, yeah, I think that's, you know, I don't know if they'll put that in Webster's, but I feel like that's a fair way for you to measure it, because I think there's other crucial counties. And I think it's always interesting to look at the sea changes that are happening around the Milwaukee suburbs, purple districts, and which ways that they go. But it has been fascinating. I mean, as we record downtown, the city of Waukesha, the impact that or at least the weakening of what seems like what was such a stronghold for Waukesha. And so for you, as you, so you've been working in Waukesha for the Waukesha County Dems since college, since 2010?
More or less. I mean, working is a generous term. I'm not paid. I do this because I love it. But yeah, I mean, I was a college Democrat. I was an intern with Russ Feingold. I've done youth outreach for the Waukesha Dems, and I've kind of just moved up to being chair over my time. So I've seen the worst of the worst years where Scott Walker cleaned our clock. And I've seen the years that we've been able to look and say we were the reason that we won Wisconsin. Like with Joe Biden in 2020, if we look at the margin between him and Hillary, that margin by itself came from Waukesha County. So we know the impact we're making statewide.
So then that's a significant amount of time to see things, to have a lot of conversations over the years and talk to a lot of different people. And so when you say, when you're seeing the changes happening, what are some of the different factors as far as what's shifted? As far as, is it people moving in? Is it people getting younger? Is it people actually switching parties? Like, what has been the things that you've seen over time in election after election that you see that this like chipping away has like allowed this chipping away to happen?
All of it. And that's, I think, what's one of the best things, is that there's not been one thing that works or doesn't work in Waukesha. Is we are becoming a different kind of county. We are growing. We are attracting younger, more diverse families. But we're also having a massive political shift in the country that is hitting Wisconsin and Waukesha very hard, where the country club Republicans of Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney look at the modern day Republican Party as Miley Cyrus is releasing a statement saying that the Waukesha school board's a little too crazy to ban her rainbow song about a weather event. And people in Waukesha are like, wait, these people are Republicans? Am I really part of the same party? So for us, it's been a little of everything. You ask kind of what the big changes have been, and it's with the parties itself. So the Waukesha Democrats over the last 10, 12, 14 years have really looked at how we engage in our communities and what do we do to educate people on Democrats. Because you in Waukesha, you grew up in a Republican county, you assume you're a Republican, your parents are Republicans, and you just kind of decide that that's where you belong. You're in that camp. Mm-hmm. So it was up to us to go talk to the community and be like, well, let's talk about the issues and the policies and who's representing the parties and what you're doing and do it that way. And at the same time, the Republicans were going the complete opposite direction of saying, how can we alienate everybody through school boards or through who they elect for president and how they decide that gay people are the worst people in the world or they want to criminalize women's rights to choose. So as they keep narrowing their tent down, we're doing everything in our power to expand our tent and listen to more voices and encourage conversation and dissent among our ranks. And that makes people feel more welcome and come into the party. And that has a lot to do with it. Brookfield, go ahead.
I was just going to reintroduce you. He is the chair of the Waukesha County Democratic Party. Matt Moreno is our guest on As Goes Wisconsin. Just real quickly, Matt, and I've heard from other people, too, say that the party left them. They were Republicans, but the party has undergone so many radical changes that the party left them. That they're basically politically homeless now.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a really common thing we've heard from voters on the doors. It's something my father said. My father is a fairly lifelong libertarian type person who started voting for Democrats consistently after Trump got elected. We can look at the newly blue city of Waukesha and look at our mayor. Mayor Sean Riley was a card-carrying Republican for many years. After the insurrection, he publicly stated that he no longer can be a Republican because the Republican Party has left where he's at. And then the Republicans brought a challenger against him less than a couple months later for his mayorship. We see it over and over again that as more people are kind of, even just the idea of having bipartisanship is criminalized in the Republican Party. In Brookfield, their mayor endorsed Joe Biden's COVID relief package because it put money in local municipalities. And he said, Mayor Ponto, hey, this is going to pay for firefighters, for cops and teachers, and keep your taxes low while your services are high. And he got just bashed over and over again by the Republican Party that he for a long time belonged to because he dare say something a Democrat did was good.
And so when you're talking about these conversations, as far as, I think you're right, there's like this gut, sometimes instinct of everything I've ever been told is the other side is this, this, and that. And so when you're educating people on policy, on issues, what are the message, what's the messaging that you feel like you see people, like a light bulb goes off, or like, what are some, maybe give an example of kind of some of those conversations where you've seen someone change their mind about something?
Yeah. So I think it starts, you know, we start further back to get to where we are today, because you have to open people's minds to get them to have a conversation with you. And where we started in 10, 12 years ago in Brookfield, there was a mosque being built. And the Republican Party was part of the protest that were like saying, this mosque does not belong in our community. We don't want these people here. Lo and behold, the mosque gets built. And today, there are Muslims serving on the school board. They took their oath of office on a Quran. And that kind of starts, to me, started the change of, hey, these people are different, but they're not terrible. They're not bad. They're just people. And then the Republican Party stayed very focused on these people are bad, they're others. The messaging around the last couple school board races where Muslims were running, absolutely disgusting. Talking about their religion, their race being so different and criminalizing that. So that opened the door for us to go and just kind of be the adults in the room, where we can listen and not talk to you, not preach to you, but listen to you and engage on those values face to face. And abortion's another big one. We've met dozens of people, hundreds of people, who we go and we have the conversation, and maybe they themselves don't like an abortion. Maybe they would not get one personally, but they also know that they have no right to tell their friend what to do with their body, or they want to see their kid who wants to be an OGBYN have to go to Illinois to finish their schooling. They have all these open-minded and open hearts to other people, and they don't want to push those views on others. Gay rights is another great example. You can't really go anywhere and not know somebody in the LGBT community anymore. Mm-hmm. And yet everything from the Republican Party is conversion therapy or banning gay marriage or these people don't deserve to adopt children. That type of messaging and hate does not resonate with people anymore. So when we are there in their communities listening to their concerns and preaching acceptance and love and conversations like adults, it resonates and gives us that door to even consider being voted for.
Oh, wow. That's really, well, it's really encouraging to hear, because obviously those are all things that I subscribe to. But as you're coming off of, as we all are, the election on Tuesday, and what were some of the big changes as far as either strategy or things that you took away from the last election in the fall into this one? Because ultimately, it was a nonpartisan race, even though it felt fairly partisan. And so what were some of the differences that you saw between approaches or strategy in the fall versus the last couple of months?
So part of it, I mean, I think the big difference is there wasn't a difference. We ran this like a partisan race, when historically we try to honor the differences between school boards and judgeships. These are nonpartisans, and we should try to take a step back as a political party. But we've also learned that the Republicans don't really care anymore. So if we want to compete, we have to actually compete. So we ran digital ads like it was a partisan race. We had volunteers equivalent to similar, like, smaller fall races, where we were knocking thousands of doors. We had paid staff on the ground. We were running this like a real campaign. And when historically we tended to go a little, not so much, because there's still some kind of icky feelings among Democrats that, in our perfect world, Democrats and Republicans should not be involved in these races. But at some point, we have to admit that this isn't our perfect world. And if we want to have a chance to make it that world, we need to actually compete with the rules that are being established. You know, we are behind the ball on things like school boards, which is frustrating, where the Republicans have invested hundreds of thousands of dollars each cycle the last several years to win school board races. And we are still having a debate locally as to what our role is, because a lot of Democrats don't want the party involved in school boards, because no party should be involved in school boards. That's a parental issue. But if the Republicans are spending $100,000, $120,000, $150,000 annually and running these with professional staffs, maybe it's time we get off the sidelines and get involved. And that's a hard sell to people who genuinely, in their gut, their value is we shouldn't be involved.
Yeah, and I've posed that question a couple times, even with the judicial races. It's like, is this just the new normal of we're going to do this again in 2025? And what would have to shift in our culture or in our politics to have it go back to being a little more boring, because it's a little more like factual versus what policy do you want these judges to like use as their deciding things. But I agree with you as far as these are the new rules. And so to a certain extent, this is kind of how things have to be played now. But what's also interesting is the idea that, which I actually can get on board with when it comes to school boards and it comes to local races, is recruiting people who would be great at running. And as far as when we think about deeper benches and getting good people to run and get experience to then be able to run for higher office. And so how much of that, last question before we go to the break, but I guess how much of that falls under your guys' purview is like finding good candidates?
I think what you'll see next year will be very different than what we've seen in the past. Because in the past, Kristen, if you were a Waukesha Democrat and you were like, Matt, I decided I want to run for school board, what do I need to know? We'd help you. But I would not sit down and call through a list of people being like, hey, Kristen, do you want to run for school board? We need you. We need good young parents. But I think that's changed, because that's what the Republican Party is doing. They are running a WISRED program called, it's called WISRED, and they love to say they're vetted conservatives, where they will recruit you, they will vet you down to the every singular issue you care about, and then they will fund you to win these races. We've seen them eat their own, where people who were paid staffers over the Republican Party didn't pass vetting and got primaried in their own school board races here in Waukesha with Amanda Roddy. So for us, we have to change how we did things in the past.
All right, well, we'll talk more about other strategies going into the rest of this year and then into 2024, because it never ends. Our guest is Matt Moreno, who is the chair of the Waukesha County Dems. We'll be back in just a minute. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. Quick reminder that in the next hour, Katie Rosenberg is going to be here, mayor of Wausau, and we're also going to be giving away Brewers tickets. So if you would like to go to the Brewers-Cardinals game tomorrow night, which is at 7:10 p.m. at American Family Field, you might want to tune in because we'll have a prompt for you to call in and get those free tickets. But for now, we are still talking to Matt Moreno, who is the chair of the Waukesha County Dems Party. And now that this big election is behind us, we have a little bit of a break for the rest of 2023 before another whirlwind year of 2024. And so what are some of the plans for Waukesha and the county party as you... Do you get to kick your feet up a little bit, or do you have a lot of plans for this year?
Kristen, how long have you been in Wisconsin? I don't know if we ever kick our feet up.
I know.
No, I mean, so right now we go right into a budget fight because the Republicans have shown that they do not really care much about what the people who voted for Tony Evers want in a budget, nor do they care about the governor's budget. So we are going to be campaigning for and supporting the governor's budget. But really what we're going to be using this time for is to build our communities and build our neighborhood teams. Get into a real organizing moment where we're not just focused on mobilizing, because it feels like we've been in mobilization for years now. So we as the Waukesha Dems have our first staffer of our own. We're the first county party in Wisconsin to actually have a staffer that works for us and is directly reporting to us and not the state party or to a candidate. So our goal really is to expand our neighborhood teams as the model we use for organizing, where each community is led and organized by volunteers in their own community. Because I, as somebody who, you know, is in Waukesha, should not go to Eagle and try to organize, because I don't know what's going on in Eagle, just like folks in Oconomowoc don't know what's like in Brookfield. So we try to go to the lowest level possible, so that there's going to be a ton of that, where we're just reaching out to folks, building those volunteers up, training them, but also being in our communities. We plan to be at as many fairs and parades and farmers markets as we can, because that's where people are at, because we need to be out talking to folks, listening to folks, making our presence known. You know, even though we just won the city of Waukesha and we are 42% now in a county where we used to get 26%, people still kind of like, hey, I'm the only Democrat in my community. And we are working on changing that. It started in 2020, where we had over 5,000 Joe Biden yard signs up. We heard every day of just, I didn't know my neighbor and this neighbor and that person were Democrats. So just building that sense of community, because at the end of the day, politics is about community. So we're going to build that sense of community up and start preparing for what is going to be another most important election of our lifetime for like the eighth.
Oh, yeah, another one around the corner.
844-967-2789. If you want to ask Matt a question or send in a text from the 507. Thanks for having Matt on the show. He is an exceptional leader for the Waukesha Dems. Here's my question. What can parents do to get their politically interested teenagers, young adults involved in the party?
I love that. We actually have one of the largest high school Democrat chapters in America here in Waukesha. So if you are a parent or a high schooler who are listening or seeing this, or have them reach out to the party, Facebook, Twitter, all the social medias, our TikTok account is now live. So we are there. We have a great way for young people to get involved, to make a difference. And really, young people are going to be the future of our party. I mean, just by nature, but also by how they want to get involved. I always heard, you know, young people are so, you know, pessimistic. They don't want to be involved. They're apathetic. And then you see UW Claire students waiting 3 hours to vote. Or you see Gen Z just wrecking everything when they decide they want to. Young people are more fired up. They're more empathetic than any generation we've ever had before, and they want to be involved. So that's how they get involved, and we're super excited to it. We have a very well-developed youth development system. I was one of the first people that came through that pipeline of youth development. Our staffer, Lauren, she was actually the first high school Dem to take over in our party, and now she's back as a paid staffer. Now she's graduated college. So we have a very good system to help young people learn how to organize, learn how to talk in their communities, and make a difference.
844-967-2789, the number to call or text if you have a question for Matt Moreno, the chair of the Waukesha County Dems. Tom is on the line from Stallus. What do you want to ask him, Tom?
Hi there. Really quick, when you're out talking to people, what do you do when you run across people like, say, CJ, who calls in all the time and is right wing nuttiness. How do you handle people like that?
Yeah, I appreciate the question, Tom. That's a fundamental organizing question, and I think there's two different ways to do it. You always engage with compassion. Kill them with kindness and a smile, because at the end of the day, when we as Democrats make policies or get elected, we govern for the entire country, whether or not you voted for us. Unlike some of our other, you know, our opposition party that really likes to burn bridges, we like to build bridges. So always leave some compassion. Give them space to explain themselves. Let them.